804P, taxi speed.
Boys, how are you this afternoon?
Doing well. Had zero issues on 85, so I made it off of 85 in 17 and a half minutes, so that's a miracle. And the wind's kind of messing up the repeater because it's hard, it's very scratchy and breaking up a little bit.
Are you going to do a lottery ticket this afternoon?
All right, I called, am I going somewhere this afternoon? That's all I got. All right, I am not able to read the end of your transmission.
KO4PXB, you still there?
Go ahead, it's KO4PXB.
I was saying, are you going to go get you a lottery ticket this afternoon since you're so lucky?
Let's see. No.
Listen to move on, right?
That I'd rather have it in my pocket than their pocket.
Leave you there.
There's one of the guys that I deployed with. He's got another, I think, 10 years to go in prison because he left post while we were getting ready to go to, you know, the big sandbox. And they called us out on a training mission, and he was not there, so they put him in jail for 22 years. And in doing so, when he was off post, he actually won like a huge amount of lottery, and he has not been able to collect on that yet because the military put him in jail.
But really stink for one stupid move.
One thing he did was able to do, he contacted them and let him know he won, so it's still being held on account for, in an account for him, but he's not able to spend any of it because he's in jail.
Business about going AWOL, right?
Yep, you are not kidding, Lexi, because we all had the directive not to leave post. He left post, and we got, you know, sent out somewhere on a training mission on that post as part of our training, and he wasn't there, so they threw the book at him.
They made an example out of him.
Yep, they definitely did.
I mean, you knew that when you signed up for service that was part of it. They're telling you when and where you can go.
That's definitely true. And the military, I'm not sure if they do it now, because they probably don't want to embarrass people, but the military used to have a blotter system. If you came up on charges or were charged with something, your name would be actually posted on a board, like they always called it, the blotter board, and your name and your charge would be on there, and how much time you got for everybody to see.
One way of deterring people from doing it. Too bad we're not allowed to do that out here in the civilian world on certain things. I know a few places that I would like to do that, and
read a newspaper in many years, but they used to have people's charges shown in a newspaper, and I'm not sure what a level of charges that they would actually post in there, but it used to be in the newspapers under in the ads of what somebody was charged with in the Sunday paper.
I get that one. I understand that one. That's public information there, but I'm talking like these people that don't make their payments and bad checks, posting their names up here they are.
That's definitely one way to show the people around that says, you know, to make your payments and do what you can to take care of what you're supposed to.
When you walked into a store when I was growing up, you'd see bad checks posted up on the wall, but I don't know if you're still allowed to do that or not anymore.
Go for it, PXB Friday. ID? Probably not, because the what they didn't realize it was then when they posted somebody's check up there that actually had their routing and bank information on there and their mailing address. So any idiot that really wanted to either wreak havoc on them or do something malicious had all their information.
But Lloyd, my wife is calling, so I'm going to have to clear out for now. It's good to talk to you this afternoon. You be careful the rest of your trip home. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
All right, Patrick, you definitely take it easy. I understand when the general calls, you got to listen.
Frequency. KC4SKD clear.